pronounce children is correct.
Yes.
Mon
Yogoyal Hayesen Çi Jeb Hayam Be Pelen Jolo Dehese Gom Bo Jeje Lava Jehen Zeyam Hayla Da Jayas Hayam Ba Da Mehir Hayam O Yeah.
Okay, the children's, the children may go there, please.
대도 브라제 베지도 담배주 헤림보진 세헤냐 메고는 군조제림 보노 문도 레브라제르다 메셈 보라에주 아
listen the dharma with a proper motivation the motivationsfor the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings, as light as the space. For those sentient beings, you have to attain the unexcelled, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the Buddhahood. With these motivations, is the correct motivation to listen to the Buddha Dharma? As you remember that last time you have started the commentary of the Lama Tsongkhapa, the commentary, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment,that commentary is the commentary or the explanation of the Bodhipatha Pradip or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, which is the root text composed by the great scholar, great Pandita, a great discipliner, the great Bodhisattva, and the great master, the master Atisha, composed the lamp for the path to enlightenment, which is the root text of the many other Lamrim commentaries. As I mentioned that you have read the many different kinds of Lamrim texts,you listen to the Lamrim text very quite often in order to contemplate the meaning of what you have listened, and from that contemplate you can do the meditations whenever you want to do the meditate in brief in order to attain our fully enlightenment or the Buddhahood.So because of that also, this great scholar makes the explanations and the commentary for us. On that commentary, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa explanation about the greatness of the root text,or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, what is greatness of its teachings, The great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa explained about all the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory to each other. It shows in when he read and practice and relies upon the root text of the Lamrim, what we call the Bodhipatha Pradipa, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And in Tibetan, we say that the Chenju Lamjin, in the time of darkness, we need a light or lamp to cross the way where we want to go. Like that, at the darkness age, once time in the Tibet, Guru Atisha arrived there, and he lighted the lamp up to the path to enlightenment, as they requested by the Tibetan king, Changchubu. So, it will light your wisdom, it will light your path, it will show the path of us to attain the full enlightenment. I just remember you before I explained a little bit about the greatness of the teachings. So Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha has taught different types of the Dharma, as you know very well, because there are various sentient beings or the disciples in disciples. Because of that, Shakyamuni Buddha has preached and taught the different types of Dharma. Here are the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that whatever Buddha Shakyamuni has taught us or guide us, his speech, there is no speech which his speech will eliminate the mistakes, even a small eliminate the small mistakes or the big mistakes. And also there is the Buddha speech which cannot be gives the knowledge. For example, in once, as you remember, you have heard this many times, Shakyamuni Buddha says, don't do the negative actions, do the positive actions. And on that words also the advice for us, not to do the negative actions, to do the positive actions. And from this speech, we have to contemplate upon it. What are those virtuous actions, and what are those non-virtuous actions? So the virtuous actions from our physical body, the virtuous actions from our speech, the virtuous actions from our mind, we have to practice those virtuous actions. So that also the one example of the Shakyamuni Buddha taught us, and he has taught the many different types of teachings as according as the capacity of the sentient beings. And here the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that whatever the Dharma or the teachings or the doctrines, all of those doctrines are practiced by those bodhisattvas or the great sentient beings. Bodhisattva is a great sentient being. Bodhisattva is like a very, very great hero, because he benefits the many sentient beings. He don't thinking about oneself, he abandoned the self cherishings. He always do the actions for the others. That's a little explanation of the bodhisattva. If you want to understand the clear explanation of the bodhisattva, then we have to understand the subject about the bodhicitta. So when we understand the complete meaning of the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, then we understand what is the bodhicitta, and then which that type of mind who has he or she is a bodhisattva. So here, as it at this time, here we have to talking about the non-contradictions about the Buddha Dharma, and so the Buddha Dharma, it said that the Hinayana Dharma or the Mahayana Dharma. So Hinayana Dharma, what we call the lower vehicle Dharma, and the Mahayana, what we call the great vehicle Dharma. So those both are not contradictory each other in the Hinayana Dharma. They teach how to attain the liberation or the moksha. For example, you have listened many times about the Four Noble Truths. Just recently you have listened the Four Noble Truths by the great scholar, His Holiness Dalai Lama, your respected guru or the masters, the Four Noble Truths, that subject in order to attain the liberations. And then that Dharma, and then Mahayana Dharma, what we call the six perfections. I just repeat you have listened many times the six perfections. Remember those, the perfection of the generosity, the perfection of the morality, the perfections of the passions, the perfections of the enthusiasms. And the perfection of the joyful effort, the perfection of the concentrations, and the final perfection, what we call the perfections of the wisdoms. Those six perfections are what we call the Mahayana Dharma, which perfections motivated, which actions those bodhisattvas practiced by the motivations motivated by the bodhicitta. So those are not contradictory each other. First we have to learn about the subject of those Four Noble Truths, and after that when we wish to learn more than that, then we will learn those the Mahayana teachings or the Dharma. So Mahayana Dharma and the teachings, it depends on those the Four Noble Truths. So those are not contradictory each other, and those bodhisattvas also practice the Four Noble Truths in order to the benefits of all the sentient beings. Like the example of the physical doctor. The physical doctors, they need the different types of medicines to cure his patients or the illness persons. In the example, so the example of that also, the bodhisattva practice those the Four Noble Truths also, and understand those Four Noble Truths also. And as you remember, in just mentioned before, great scholar Tsongkhapa refers the Four Noble Truths when he explanation about the greatness of the Lamrim teachings, the greatness of the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So it said that the Mahayana, however, in brief and short, that the Mahayana teachings and then the Hinayana teachings are not contradictory each other. And after that, in among the when the great masters express us, we listen that when we listen the tantric initiations and so on, and then there's those scholars explain to us. In Mahayana, there are two types of the Mahayana Dharma, the professional vehicles and then the tantric vehicles, the two vehicles. So those two, the both Mahayana teachings or the vehicles are not also the contradictory each others. Okay. May I just read one in the English? Okay. Yes. And it says in one This is the commentary in English. If you read or the contemplate, is the commentary of the Lamrim teachings. It says that even to save your life, do not give up the spirit of enlightenment. So it's when you enter the Vajrayana path, or the tantric path, we have to accept and we have to follow the path which described and which accepted by the professional vehicles. Therefore, it says, even to save your God or our God life, do not give up the spirit of enlightenment. So what is the spirit of enlightenment in Tibetan? Here it says the spirit of enlightenment is Chanjup Sen. Chanjup Sen is in English, they're translated into the altruistic intentions, the intention in order to attain the Buddhahood for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings. And in very ancient time, this word comes from the root word called the bodhicitta in Sanskrit. I don't know Sanskrit very well. So it comes from the root bodhicitta. And so, however, bodhicitta is the one, the essence in order to enter either the professional vehicle or the tantric vehicles. And after that, it said that the deeds of the perfections should never be cast aside. So it says that the deeds of the bodhisattva, the six perfections, in very very brief deeds of the bodhisattva, we cannot count the actions and the deeds of the bodhisattvas. So the great scholar those met the commentary in order to understand very easily, in order to understand which are more important. Therefore, they concluded all the actions of the bodhisattva in the six perfections. And some perfections there said that 10 perfections, but those are concluded in the six perfections. Those six perfections are the actions of those bodhisattvas. In order to ripen their mind, in order to nicer and nicer their motivations, and also in order to attain their level higher and higher, those six perfections are very important. Then it said that even the tantric practitioners, they have to accept the six perfections and the bodhicitta in short. And the great scholar Tsongkhapa said, and also there in the many tantric texts or the tantric commentary or the tantric teachings, it says many times the bodhicitta is very important. So like me, I don't understand many about the tantric teachings. Just what I see here, I just explain you. So, Nechulamegyu is the highest yoga tantra. We have many heard this Anuttara Yoga Tantra. Some of you have maybe received the initiations of the Anuttara Yoga Tantra, Vajrayogini Tantra, or Vajrayogini initiations, or the other Yamantaka initiations. And on those initiations are connected are the Anuttara Yoga initiations, or the highest yoga tantric initiations. So when they enter to the mandala or the so on, they have the bodhicitta. Without the bodhicitta, lacking of bodhicitta, they cannot enter and practice those even the higher tantric initiations or the practice. And here it says that there are the common vows and the uncommon vows. And here it explains sometimes shared and unshared, however the shared or the unshared, or the common or uncommons. So what is the common between the two types of the Mahayanas, the perfectioning vehicles and the tantric vehicles? So the bodhicitta is the common of the both. And also the bodhisattva vow is the common vow. Therefore, we have also together sometimes we listen to the Dharma, we practice the Dharma, and when we receive the initiations together with the great masters, before they give the initiations, they give us, they introduce the bodhicitta, and then they introduce to, and then they accept us to the vow of, or the precept or the bodhisattva, right? So that's important in order to attend the tantric initiations and teachings and so on. Therefore, that's the vow of the bodhisattva is the common vow. And so after they accepted the vows of the bodhisattva, then they enter to practice of those bodhisattva actions. Mm-hmm. And it said that the Amitabha, when someone accept the Amitabha place, and there also the external and the secret or pledge or the promise of vows of the Amitabha Buddha, and even those practice also they have to accept the vows of the Bodhisattva, which is the common vows or the precepts. So here the So, however, this explain about those teachings are not contradictory each other, not against each other, like the hot and cold. It gives the example of the hot and the cold. The hot water and the cold water is against each other. When the water is cold, it changes from the hot, maybe from the cold to hot. So this. The elements are against each other, not at the same time. So, the different temperature as we experience in our life. When the temperature in California is very very hot, then we feel very hot. We're not comfortable, and we want to enter where the air condition is. And then in the air condition where it is, and then we feel very cool and experience happiness, because outside the sunny temperature against the cold temperature, it looks like that cold temperature is the antidote of the hot temperature. We experience the cold temperature, and here, and where we experience the very cold temperature, air condition, and we lost the experience of the hot. So that's like that example. Like that example, the hot temperature and cold temperature are against each other, but all the Buddhist Dharma teachings not against each other. It supports each other. When you also, when you drive the car, we want to go somewhere, the weather temperature is very hot, and just you into in your car, you wish to make the cold temperature, lower temperature, make the air condition in order to feel cool, right? So the example of that. But the Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings are not contradictory each other. So some few cases in the teachings, they are a little bit different of the, it says the nanga is the permissions and non-permissions, they are little different, but that's not important. It cannot say that those are the contradictory. There are little difference between the tantra and the between the tantra vehicle and the professional vehicle, but that not means against each other. And here the Conqueror Wisdom Sutra, it said that in the past Buddha like Buddhikashyapa and so on in the past, and then future Buddha Maitreya and so on, and the present Buddha Bodhisattva Shakyamuni. Those Buddhas, how they attained the enlightenment, how they will attain the enlightenment, or the Buddha, how they have attained in the past. All of they attained, will attain, or have attained the Buddhahood or the state of enlightenment through the path of the professional vehicles. So the professional vehicle is very important. To attain the full enlightenment. So also we listen the Dharma, practice the Dharma, we want to attain the full enlightenment. So if we want to attain the full enlightenment, we also have to follow the professional vehicles with the motivations of the bodhicitta. And it says that the professional vehicle is the real, the main way to attain the full enlightenment. And it says again and again in the Vajrayana teachings also. So you don't mind, maybe my English and Sanskrit word is not complete. I mix each other, like the Vajrayana teachings. Vajrayana is a Sanskrit word, and the English words mix. You please understand from your idea and intelligent mind. So if it says that if we abandon and give up the common path, then that's the great mistake. And that's a great mistake which correct by the great scholar Tsongkhapa, not correct by me to you. I cannot correct you. I cannot check up you. The great scholar Tsongkhapa said that if we have abandon the common path, then that's a great mistake. And he said that some person who understands not well about the Dharma, some misunderstanding, and they follow the they thought that they are follow higher and higher, and then they give up the lower dharma. That's the mistakes. And at the end, maybe they have nothing. Like the examples, maybe if you have heard this example, like that, there one animal who catch the mouse or something, and you have heard this example from your master, and then he catch that animal and he keeps under the button of him, and then he going to catch the other the mouse or the small animals, and then keeping under the button again and then again and again. When he catch the second, the first one is run away, and when he catch the third one, and then the second run, and then at the final there, if there is a 10, and then when he catch the 10th one, he don't have the 9. So dharma should be not like that, true. We have to make the foundation and level very perfectly. We may thought that at the beginning we are the practitioner of the Four Noble Truths. Okay, I practice the Four Noble Truths. And then after that, we will going to some master said that the bodhicitta and professional vehicle important. Then when we enter the professional vehicle practice, six professions, then if we thought that those Four Noble Truths are not for practice for us, that's practice for others, then it's our mistakes. And when we enter the tantric yana practice or the tantra practice, then we forget about the teachings of the professional vehicles, and if we don't practice the bodhicitta and those six deeds of the bodhicitta, then how we can be a tantric practitioner? Even our mind thought that, oh, I am the great practitioner of the tantric, and we cannot be a tantric practitioner. It's our mistake, which is checked and corrected by the great scholar Tsongkhapa, and great scholar Tsongkhapa also not. Speak without the reason. He speak without with the reason, with the commentary. This commentary example of this comment. Really, this commentary is the commentary of the Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment, which composed by the Indian scholar Mahaguru Atisha. And the Guru Atisha also received the Dharma from the Dharma, the Guru Dharmakirti, and also the Rigpa Khushu. And then if he goes farther and deeper, and then the Acharya, Sri Acharya Nagarjuna and Asanga, and where they understand the Dharma, they understand the Dharma from the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. So if we reverse once from once, then the root is the Shakyamuni Buddha. As you the example of the water, the river water, where it comes from, and then if he's checking upper and upper, it comes from the mountain, snow mountain, and like I have give you, there's one story. There's no need to tell you. There's the maybe I don't know. I have told you already. There's one story called the golden apple in Varanasi Ganges River. The one king has the found the one golden mango, nice mango, is a not nice the golden mango. And then where it comes from? It comes from the mountain, and from the mountain where it comes from? It comes from the very nice mango tree. So like that, the Shakyamuni Buddha's all the this commentary, where this commentary comes from, the root, the main root is the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And also in the tantra, there are different. It says there are different classes of the tantra. The four classes of the tantra: the Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Anutra Yoga Tantra. Those also, someone who want to practice they have to practice the common practice also. So therefore, the great scholar once, His Holiness Dalai Lama and all the masters said that when you practice the one dharma, for example, when you practice, when you contemplate, when you meditate, open the Four Noble Truths, and you experience upon the Four Noble Truths, you want to wish freedom from the cycle of existence. You don't want to remain in this cyclic existence. It is samsara, and our master mentioned again and again mistake of the samsara, the faults of the cycle of existence, and you may wish that, I have to free from this samsara cyclic existence, and you practice upon the Four Noble Truths. And once you familiarize with the Four Noble Truths, then you may wish to practice the further practice. You may wish to practice those bodhisattva practice. You may wish to your other step, the next step, the step upon the how to generate the bodhicitta and so on. It said that when you familiarize upon one object or the object of the meditation, then you may wish to go other practice, like the tourists too. Like the tourists in California. The tourists in California, they may think that, I will go to wonderful Disneyland. They will go to Disneyland. They will experience their very happy, enjoy. And then they wish to go other place. Where is the University Study? And they will feel to go and wish to journey next map to next project to visit the other place like the University Study. And then they are there, and then they may thought that maybe the other, the island like the Catalina or the other island, so they wish to go there. So like that, the example, when we practice the Dharma, our intention and motivation should be like that. And then we will not fall down in the rocky valley, okay? So there are also the four class of tantra, and it said that then when you understand those Buddha teachings are not contradictory each other, when you have realization upon that, then those negative actions will be removed automatically. And then great scholar Tsongkhapa said that he will explain later about the negativities, what we will stop automatically. He will let us know the later after. So the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that therefore. Depends upon the qualified masters like him, the qualified masters, or the master qualified with the knowledge of the higher trainings of those, the higher trainings of the discipline, the higher trainings of the discourses, and then the higher trainings of the wisdoms. However, in brief, those three higher trainings. And also the master who has the great compassionate and so on. So depends upon those masters in order to attain the fully enlightenment and be certain understanding upon the Dharma knowledge that all the Dharmas never contradictory each other. Whether Shakyamuni Buddha said, don't kill the animals. That's one very little advice of him too. Do not kill the animal. And if we may thought that, oh, that's not important. If I kill the animal, that's no matter. I do the Four Noble Truth practice. I do the professional or tantric practice. And then if you disrespect and if you don't follow that teachings, then we cannot eliminate or purify our missteps. So even the tiny, as the before, the Dharma said that whatever Shakyamuni Buddha said, it has a meaning to eliminate our sufferings. It has meaning to advise us. So even a little advice like do not kill the sentient, even the small insects, we should not kill the small insects. So if we kill the insect, then how we can generate the loving kindness and compassion to the other sentient beings? So here says, however, I just go through the defense upon the qualified master and be developed and understand a realization upon that all the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory each other. All the Buddha's teachings in order to attain our full enlightenment, complete enlightenment. And what we can practice, we can practice them. And if we cannot practice them, they are very difficult to practice us. Then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that in order to practice them, we have to accumulate the merits. We have to purify those negative actions, or that we have to purify those obstructions, and pray to the great scholar Tsongkhapa, to the great scholar Atisha, and to the Buddha Shakyamuni, in order to understand the Dharma, in order to success the Dharma. If we do like that, then we will develop our wisdom towards the right path, and we will increase our wisdoms. And we may thought that if I can practice in this life, I will do practice definitely. If we cannot practice in this life, then we have to practice in the next rebirth. However, we have to motivation to practice the Dharma. So, however, it says that we have to increase and develop our wisdom to understand the Dharma. We have to develop our wisdom to contemplate the Dharma, and we have to develop our concentrations upon the object of the Dharma. Here it says the before. Here the great as the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa says that his teaching is decorated and designed by those the Kadamba masters, some designed by the Master Gyomtenpa, and some of teachings decorated with the Geshe Potowa and Chenyawa and so on. Here, before he concluded the explanation of the non-contradictory of the teachings of the Buddha, Guru Atishas. If you read these teachings of the English, it's more very easy to the new technique to understand, because they order like the A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3. So like the A, B, C, D, like 2. It said that the precious teacher, Gyomtenpa, said that my guru is the one who knows how to bring all of the teachings within the four-sided path. Gyomtenpa said that his guru, Guru Atishas, know or understand how to bring all the Buddha's teachings within four-sided path like a square. Before the conclusion of this, the greatness of the teachings, that which indicate us all the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory each other. But here it says these words are are very meaningful, and the Tibetan, we said that Sikhi Cheshishin Rinpoche, it says that this world is very analytical world. We have to analyze upon it. That means the Guru Tsongkhapa didn't decide and explain exactly about the meaning of what the Gyalwadrum Thampa said. That you heard once again, okay. The precious teacher, Drum Thampa said, "My guru is the one who knows how to bring all of the teachings within four-sided path. These words are very meaningful." And now read in English. Because these instructions in the lamp for the path to enlightenment guide students by gathering all the key points of the sutra and tantra vehicle in order to path for one person to become a Buddha. They have the greatness of the producing the certainty that all of the teachings are free of contradictions. So after that, the greatness of enabling one to understand that all of the scripture are instructions for practice. So like this, as you have listened the Dharma many times, you have listened the different types of Dharma. So however, those Dharmas are not contradictory each other. Those Dharmas, in order to attain our full enlightenment, like the previous, it says, if we background the Buddha Kashyapa before the Buddha Shakyamuni, how we attain the Buddhahood, how we attain his enlightenment, then he attained the enlightenment with the thought of the Bodhicitta, practice those professional vehicles, and also the present Shakyamuni Buddha, and also the future Buddha Maitreya will attain the enlightenment with the practice of the professional vehicle. So the professional vehicle is the one of the main path of the to attain the complete enlightenment. And therefore, the Guru Tsongkhapa, he also said that Semje Tekcho Lamje Shungshinte Lapchen Chepa Lamje Shidate. Semje Tekcho is the generated the Bodhicitta, is like a main path, and it also the base to practice the many other six perfections. The generosity, if you're thinking about the giving something to others, true. And then the morality between the Mahayana practitioner and morality between the Hinayana practice. Because lacking of the bodhicitta, one goes to the Mahayana practice, one doesn't go to the Mahayana practice. And you have listened from recent from the His Holiness Dalai Lama, also said that when we do the benefits of all the sentient beings, too, if we benefited the one sentient beings, there's a result very small. If you benefit it to the 10 sentient beings, then that's a more powerful. 100 sentient beings, that's more powerful. But what is more important? What is a very essential point? Then the more important is that the with the motivation, with the bodhicitta, then the actions goes to the bodhisattva actions. So this the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, also leads us to the highest enlightenment, the Buddhahood, step by step. First, the 10 virtuous actions, advice about, after that, the 4 noble truths, and 6, the generated the bodhicitta, and 6 perfections, and then it leads us to the tantric vehicles. So thus that teaching it shows that all the Buddha's teachings are not contradictory each others. The land for the path to enlightenment, the great Atisha teach us different types of Dharma because of the different the capacity of the sentient beings, and it was very wonderful. And those Kadamba teachings, he tells that there are different types of sentient beings. The sentient beings, when he analyzed the sentient beings who want only happiness in this life, to want to go to the different place and drinking, eating, relaxing. There are many, many sentient beings who experience only in this life. And among them, some of sentient beings, they are not satisfied only in this life. They may think that, oh, is there a next rebirth or not? They analyze. And then they're checking. And they may think that, oh, maybe there will be next rebirth. And they may think that, how can I gain the happiness for the next rebirth? And the types of sentient beings, and then the types of happiness, and then peace. And some sentient beings thought that if there is a just next rebirth happiness, then is there the permanent happiness? Is there the liberation or not? And the Dharma about the causes, what are the causes for the liberations? And the other sentient beings, if there is the permanent happiness of oneself, and then is there happiness for the others or not? And then they have to thinking more vast, more great thinking and great conceptions for the others. And they may think that, all the sentient beings also attain the permanent happiness, and all the sentient beings can attain the full enlightenment. So when the great scholar Atisha sees the different types of the sentient beings, different types of the happiness, and then he calculates into the all the Buddha's teachings, he calculates all the sentient beings for the formula, what we call in sometimes in Western society, in Tibetan we said matsya. And the great scholar, the Atisha, composed the Land for the Path to Enlightenment. It has teachings about the small capacity and medium capacity, or the great capacity. They are divided into the three points. And it says, Kangshitam Yukhanda Yukhoye Devatsam Lara Rangi Dundu Nyesheva Kibutin Chungshi. Just the sentient beings, only the thinking about the happiness just for the next rebirth. Then he teach about the 10 virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions. So if we follow the practice of the 10 virtuous actions, then the next rebirth we can attain the human rebirth again. And if we follow the practice of those the four noble truths, then that's a middling level dharma. And if we practice the six perfection with the motivation of the bodhicitta, then we can attain the full enlightenment. I just remember you. Some of you have heard this many times from the great gurus and great scholars. So today, first, I thought that I will stop to complete the greatness of the teachings, but I cannot complete the greatness of the teachings. I just complete the greatness of the teachings one part, what we call the all the Buddha Dharma are not contradicting each other. So you will analyze and checking all the teachings are contradictory or not contradictory. You will check up. You will analyze upon it and try to develop the respect and faith to the Buddha Dharma. Okay. So with this today we have to say something.
We are going to ask TDL students if you want to make donations for earthquake victims and tsunami victims. You can do so with TDL and make it out to Thubten Dargyeleen. And please make sure in the memo column that you say what it is for and this week and next week. And then after that, we will send a check. And from the students of Thubten Dargyeleen to maybe two charities that are helping there. And if you have a suggestion of a charity you'd like it to be sent to, please let us know. Also, Wednesday night is another offering for Geshe Sotam Gelson's quick return. So please join us on Wednesday at 7:30. Also today we'd like to offer prayers for Tamara Dunn, Bonnie Harper, and Sandy Schlageter, all of whom are ill. So, thank you. Yes,
yeah. Yes. Would you pray for the Medicine Buddha? Medicine Buddha, the mantra, okay. Duje gulang yin bejin men de zan zan de ben yin de dung a ze du zun a ze zan yin de bin de ye ve lo je zo lo dia da um be go ze be go ze ma be go ze be go ze ron zo zo mo go de zo dia da um be go ze be go ze ma be go ze be go ze ron zo zo mo go de zo dia da um be go ze be go ze ma be go ze be go ze ron zo zo mo go de zo dia da um be go ze So let's first we read the quick written prayer, and then after that may I explain the short about the dedications. Okay, may I read in Tibetan? You just relax and listen, okay? Maybe you will see in your Dharma text.
Trở lại là đại pháp phương, đường gian kim khổ mùi phương tán đồng, phát tan núi nhiệt phá
So the dedications, may His Holiness Dalai Lama and the other spiritual master remain very long life. May the Buddha Dharma remain very long life. May all sentient beings who has tormented by the starvation, illness, and so on, they may very quick pacify or free from those sufferings. And may all the mother sentient beings attain, free from the two types of obscurations, the mental the obscurations of the liberations and the obscurations of the omniscience or the Buddhahood. They're free from those obscurations and attain their enlightenment very quickly. Now we just pray together for the dedication prayer. Thank you very much.
My eyes are messed.